USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Authorities in New York City are investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration, striking two of them, was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. Sources identified the suspect as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. He's expected to survive being shot in the shoulder. As Republicans take the majority in the House Tuesday, the party is still contemplating their speaker. Representative Kevin McCarthy from California is the top choice of most House Republicans to lead the chamber. A federal judge has set a date for the pretrial hearing between Microsoft and the Federal Trade Commission. The two are going head-to-head on January 3rd to battle the fate of Microsoft's $69 billion buy of Call of Duty publisher Activision Blizzard. The government's stance believes this would create a monopoly in the gaming industry. Heavy rains out west took their toll over the past couple of days.
Folks in Northern California are dealing with an aftermath of heavy rain and strong winds that hit the region over the weekend. The storm dumped more than 5 inches of rain over the San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday, its second wettest day on record. Crews in Sacramento have rescued multiple flood victims by helicopter in recent days. Mass power outages were also felt as more than 170,000 California homes were in the dark as of Sunday afternoon. I'm Julio Flores.
President Biden has approved a disaster declaration made by the Havasupai tribe deep in the Grand Canyon of northern Arizona, giving them money for flood damage as it prepares for a reopening in February for tourists after nearly 3 years. Colombia and Venezuela on Sunday thawed their relationship a bit. The two opened a key bridge linking the countries that had been closed for almost 7 years under political tensions. Many are contributing Colombia's new leftist president as the reason. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
College football's big game has been determined.
It's number one Georgia versus number three TCU. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says the second half was key to their 42-41 win over Ohio State in the Peach Bowl.
I had no doubt that our team would come out fighting. Did not play our best football game. A lot of that had to do with Ohio State.
TCU pulled off the biggest upset in the history of the college football playoff system, giving Michigan their first loss, 51-45 in the Fiesta Bowl. Here's TCU head coach Sonny Dykes.
Just found a way to overcome and persevere. So it's kind of what we've done all year. Did it tonight. That's who we are.
The Bulldogs and Horned Frogs will play for the national championship in Inglewood a week from Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
An American Airlines ground crew employee was reportedly killed on a ramp at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama on Saturday. The FAA reported the incident happened on the ramp where an American Airlines regional carrier, Piedmont Airlines, was parked. A 1970s band out of Oakland, California, has announced some sad news.
Anita Pointer, who found fame with her sisters Bonnie, Ruth, and June, died on Saturday at the age of 74. The Pointer sisters had pop and R&B hits in the 1980s, including Automatic and Jump, both earning Grammys, although Anita had left the group by 1977. The Pointer family said Anita kept the siblings close and together. The sisters worked backup for artists such as Boz Scaggs and Taj Mahal before fronting their own album in 1973. No cause of death was given. I'm Jerry Barmash.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.